So when people first come to the library, it will be their experience to see and look for their brick. If they purchased a brick during our campaign, we sold 850 bricks, the Friends of the Library did. And the money that was raised, about $70,000, went to upgrade a lot of the furniture in the library. It's pretty fun to look for your name as well as some other unique features about the bricks. We had a Indiegogo campaign by one of our librarians, and she wanted to create the world of Harry Potter in the bricks. And so people who couldn't afford maybe to do a brick by themselves could contribute to that campaign as little as $5. And you can see the Harry Potter bricks there. We've got Draco and Salazar Slytherin and Buckbeak the Hippogriff. So lots of fun bricks there to commemorate Harry Potter as well as other authors. People didn't always put their names on there. You can also see these sculptures done by Dan Drew, and we have an eagle and a raven sculpture here cast in bronze. And out around the side of the library, we have a bike rack fix-it station as well as an electric car charging area. There's this wonderful outdoor seating. Our book drop is right here on the outside of the library. So there's lots going on before you ever even step inside the building. So after you pass through the vestibule, which is designed to keep the cold air out and the warm air in, you're into our foyer. And the foyer is where the public bathrooms are located. You'll find a screen that'll tell you what's going on in the meeting room as well as other events happening in the library. And you'll also see our large meeting room. This meeting room is designed so that there's a wall that can be brought out to enclose it, and it'll seat about 70 people. We have a large screen with wireless projector, and we also have our online with libraries video conferencing system located here in this large meeting room. Public bathrooms and water fountains, and still you're not even into the library yet. So this space is unique in that we can be holding events here and the library will be closed, similar to the way the Douglas Library meeting room can operate. So it'll give the public and people wanting to hold meetings a little bit more flexibility, and us a little bit more flexibility to hold events when the library is closed. One of our interesting features that only our special guests get to see is back here in the mechanical room. It's kind of noisy to be back here, but this is our mechanical room, and it's one of the only spaces with the second story back there. You can see the ladder that, and then we also have the inner workings of the ground source heat pump, and several buildings in town now have this system, including the pool and the airport, but this was created so that it would be some cost savings in the long run to have a ground source heat pump rather than using oil or all electricity to heat the building. And my explanation of how this works is that we've got below the parking lot 8 wells that are dug down to about 300 feet, and there's a continuous loop of pipe through there. And down at 300 feet, you know, it's a relatively stable temperature of about 40 degrees. And through that, those pipes, a mixture of water and glycol, will run through that closed loop system. And when it returns back to the mechanical room, we can take off a few degrees and capture that heat. And if you think about the way your refrigerator works, for example, if you feel the back of your refrigerator, it's kind of hot where those coils are. So through a system of compression, we're sort of capturing that heat, and then it runs through the slab in the building to heat the building through that process. So it's probably not the best explanation, but it's a good one to think about how this process works.
Do you have any sort of forced air heating or anything else like that?
Right, so we do have an air handling system, and it's done through diffusion rather than forced air. And so as you walk around the building, you'll notice larger grates. So it takes a little bit more space to do a diffused air system rather than forced air, which just means that it's not pushing that air really fast. It's just helping to circulate the air in a slower process. So now we're finally inside the library, and the first thing inside the doors to the library here, after you get through that foyer area, we have our new bookshelf serpentine display. So it's pretty cool to see our new books right up front here so people can see what's just out. We've got our display cases. The Juneau Douglas City Museum has helped put together the displays for our opening. So we're excited about that. And you also see that we have our public catalog computers here, so searching for items can happen right here. We still have our public access computers, so We've got lots of stations for people who need to come in and use a computer. Process will still be the same. If you don't have a library card, you can get a guest pass from the circulation desk. If you do have your library card, you can now sit down, log on, and people who have library cards are given 2 hours of computer time a day, and I believe these now will be in 1 hour time frames instead of 30 minutes. So after 1 hour, it'll log you off and you'll log back on, whereas before it was a 30-minute time frame. And people who come and get a guest pass can get a total of 1 hour of time. Now this is a really new, exciting part of our library. As you'll see, it's a completely closed off space because it's the teen room. So our teen room is designed to have lots of activities going on here for teens. We've got this large screen here. We'll have a gaming station. I believe we've purchased some Wii games, so you can check out the Wii controllers at the desk. Come in, we'll have specific things that are geared towards teens in the collection. You can see the magazines and some books there. And you have to be a teen to enter here, so if you're not a teen or going into a grade where you will become a teen, you have to be accompanied by a teen. So if you're the adult, you can come in and check it out with your teen, but otherwise this will be where the teens can hang out. And all the, as we move through the library, you'll see all of the seating and areas are wired for power as well as a USB power station too. So two ways to get power. So along this window side of the building, we'll eventually have a little more landscaping out there to make it a nicer view, but we've got lots of seating and focus study areas. All the areas as well, these tables will have focused lighting and a variety of ways to plug in to charge your devices. And here's an example of these large grates that are dealing with the air handling system. So they're all over, built into the end of the bookcases in a lot of ways so that they're not taking up quite so much room or being obvious in the way that they take up room. And so you can feel the air moving right now. And I'm not sure what the circulation rate is, but I know it changes the air around very quickly throughout the day. So it's going to be a great system and very quiet as well.
A lot of glass. It feels really open and bright and airy.
And you're here on a really good day because we've got clear skies and you can see the views of Thunder Mountain and over towards the glacier with the Mount Rather and Bullard there. So beautiful views here from the New Valley Library. As we move to the back of the library here, where our hearth is, this was a gift from the Friends of the Juneau Public Library. And we're also now into what we call the quiet part of the library. And if you look up to the ceiling, you can see in between the wood, there's a black felt layer that helps capture a lot of the sound. And as you see, the roof is slanted in a certain way and then dips back up when you get up to the front of the library. So that helps to keep the sound controlled in ways. So this is our quiet part of the library. Again, lots of really comfy seating. This is a hearth and a fireplace that will actually work. It'll run off of propane. It's not going to really provide much warmth or heat for the library, but it'll give a nice ambiance. And from what I understand, the slab there in front of the fireplace will also be warm to touch. So this is also another unique new part of this library. We've got four study areas. So these are study rooms that people can come in who are working on a project together perhaps, and they can sign in and work in there. They all have large screens that you can connect to, so if you're working on a PowerPoint or something like that together, you can see it and work together on it. These are areas that can be, you can come in and work in them for 2 hours, and I think it'll be a great addition. People will have more spaces to work together as groups. Here's our periodicals and newspaper stations. It's fun to see we've got little window seating throughout the library. That's a nice sunny spot today. More of the study rooms. It's our reference section here. And then we have our small meeting room or conference room. We'll work for people to sign up for this up to 6 weeks in advance as well. I should say the study rooms you can only do, I think it's a week or two in advance. And so this small conference room also has, you know, whiteboard, pull-down screen, overhead projector. So it's for smaller meetings. Now we're heading towards the children's department and our area, and you can see the other one, a couple of the other 1% for art projects. We have our swans overhead here also, designed by Dan DeRue, who did the sculptures outside the building. And these are the swans, the bodies are actually life size, or, you know, what would be the real size, and then the wings are made from these what look like book pages. So they're pretty amazing. Suspended from the ceiling, and they're flying in a V, heading out towards this top window here. And finally, we're into the children's area, and this is where all the fun's going to be. We have another art project here that was done by Aurora Project. You can see these sort of silhouette style. They're actually vinyl pieces that have been applied to the walls, and we go from sort of birds over here. I think there's going to be some other land animals over to ocean type animals. So it's really beautiful, and it gives this space a nice look to it. We've got our story time area over here with this where the green carpeting is, and that's got a little extra padding there and a little stage so that we can have all kinds of fun little mini events. There's also a family bathroom in the children's area so that people can just go in there and use the bathroom without having to go all the way back out. We've got our early learning station here with the computers. So these are all touchscreen computers, have lots of fun learning game type activities on them. We've got our juvenile fiction in here, our picture books. We'll have this wonderful train table, which was a big feature of the old library. So the new train table's going to be super fun. And then we have these fun reading nooks back here and some other sort of window seating area. And these reading nooks are great. Kids can climb in there and hang out for a while. There's one that's specifically designed to be ADA accessible. And this is going to be a fun space. All these small chairs were custom designed to have animals on them, so really giving a nature effect to the whole area, and lots of light coming in today, especially since it's sunny. Pretty cool.
Yeah.
So that's the big tour. We also have our administrative area in the back, processing folks who do all the, when the books come in and get them ready to put on the shelves by barcoding them, covering them, things like that. That whole department moved out here, so all the processing duties will be out here at the new library. And that's in our back room. And that's the highlights of all of the things that are going on in our new library. So we invite everyone to start bringing back those books they checked out on Monday.